Beloved brothers and sisters, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a weekend which was blessed by God Almighty in a very special way. The attendance was over 800. We were surprised to see the congregation, but knowing that God's people realizes the return of Christ to be imminent, and therefore they do come from all the countries in Europe and also from overseas to hear the word of God. The Holy Scripture foretells the end time with Israel and also with the church. On one side, with the falling away, the total apostasy. And then on the other side, the restoration, the calling out and the preparation of the bride church to meet the bridegroom whenever he would return. And this, of course, will be soon as we read the signs of the time, the handwriting on the wall. The Apostle Paul was ordained of God as an apostle, as a teacher, to show forth the true doctrines for the New Testament church, whether it's the Godhead, baptism, Lord's Supper, election, whatever you might wish to read or to share with others, it's in God's holy word. And in Galatians chapter 1, in verse 1, he says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him up from the dead. And then in verse 10, for do I now seek to please men, or do I wish to please God? Beloved, in verse 11 he says, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which I preach is not by man or after man, for I received it not from man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's still the same today. There are many teachings and many things are being called the gospel, which are no more the power of God unto salvation, but certain churches have made their own gospel, their own teachings, misleading the people. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, the apostle writes to his co-worker, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. In verse 3, as I besought thee to abide still in Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightst charge some that they teach no other doctrine. You might be surprised to hear that the true doctrine must be established again. without compromise in the New Testament church. Beloved friends worldwide, I believe that we're now living very shortly before the return of Christ. I believe the promise of Malachi 4 was fulfilled, that God would send a prophet like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord would be. As our Lord confirmed in Matthew 17:11 and in Mark 9:12. Truly, Elijah shall first come and restore all things. And then we hear about the supernatural call, William Branham, a man sent from God, received, and the things God did in a marvelous way through his ministry and in his life. The supernatural accompanies everyone that is divinely called to the ministry. Every servant of God will hear the audible voice of the Lord, will receive direct instructions of what he should do. You can go to Moses, you can go to Noah, you can go to all the prophets, to Abraham, you can go to all the prophets. They had direct contact with God Almighty, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit rested upon them. The anointing was inspiration and revelation, not an anointing running wild in your own programs, but like our Lord and Savior, he was the anointed one. He did not have a band of instruments and people playing them around him. He took the role and read from the prophet Isaiah chapter 61 in Luke chapter 4 and said, this day this scripture is fulfilled. In the same way, throughout the New Testament, all the scriptures, all the prophecies, and all the predictions from the Old Testament were fulfilled. As John the Baptist was a promised prophet, so William Branham, you might believe it or not, he was a promised prophet. And I'm asking you, should you be acquainted with the last 50 years or more, as I, and I'm in the kingdom of God since 1949, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and when I began to share the testimony, the experience, but also preaching the Word of God. Beloved, we have to recognize the promises for our day. We have to realize that there shall be two unitings in the end time, one under the Antichrist and one under Christ. The Antichrist is calling all religions and all nations and everyone into one world government, one world order. But our Lord says, my kingdom is not of this world. Our Lord says, ye are not from this world, as I'm not from this world. You just need to read John 17. You can also read chapters 14, 15, and 16 to get this information. Then we see the promise for God's people, and His bride has made herself ready. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. And we also hear Matthew 25, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And we also read at midnight, there was a cry. There was a cry. People had to be awakened from their spiritual sleep. Beloved, as our beloved brother Branham was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. It's almost 40 years since the Lord God took his messenger, but the message reaches the ends of the earth. The calling out is going forth. The restoration is taking place. God is still in control of all things. Beloved, may God bless you. May He be with you. And especially all ministering brethren, take to heart what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, that you watch that no strange doctrines will be shared or preached in your assembly. Let the true word of God, the true Bible teachings, be heard and believed and practiced in your life and in your fellowship. The God of heaven bless you and be with you. It would be good to hear from you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.